RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We're live in Miami. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Technically, we're live in Coral Gables, home to the U. We'll take on Virginia Tech tonight, 7:30. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. We'll jump right back into that. I'll give you my pick for the game here in a moment. We'll let you know we're all out of Metallica tickets. Thank you to everybody who participated this week. Gave away 5 pairs of tickets to Metallica at Lane Stadium. Already looking forward to that next year. Before we get football picks, this is the football picks segment. Before we get to football picks, I do want to take a moment to commentate, to note that this week, Mike Barber and David Teal were both laid off at the Richmond Times-Dispatch newspaper. You've heard them many times on this show over the years, and certainly I am in the RTD layoff club myself, so I can empathize with what they're going through. But they were the gold standard of college sports reporting in Virginia. David Teal is the dean of ACC sports reporting. I remember we were at the ACC basketball tournament last year, and we're walking in the hallway, and the commissioner, Jim Phillips, stops David Teal and says, "Hey, I really loved your column this morning. I learned a lot from it." And that's the kind of respect he has. I would say he's the last guy in the state who can call anybody, and they'll answer. He can call Tony Bennett, get him on the phone. He can call you, Frank Beamer, Brent Pry. He gets them all on the phone. So I don't know what's next for those guys, but I wish them the best. I think there's a broader industry conversation here as well, that, you know, they're one of the things that discourages me in sports media right now is there's a lot of good sports writers who are going in-house at a lot of places. And I think protecting independent journalism is very important as well. The ability to call it like you see it, and not just, you know, for the schools and for the teams themselves, but also recruiting sites that make their money off of fans of the team and cater to what those fans want to hear. I think that's a discouraging trend broadly in sports media. That's a discouraging trend, certainly in the state of Virginia. We're running out of, you know, the all-purpose sports writer, the Mike Barber, the David Teal, who know everybody, can contextualize things, can put it in their proper perspective. I've had many great conversations with Mike Barber. He's always helped me out over the years. Just in terms of, he didn't just know one team. He knew how they fit in the whole picture of things as well. And he knew where, you know, where the best stories were, and he could get, he could talk to people in a way that they knew he would treat them fairly. And I went up, had drinks with him Wednesday night after he found out the news. And by the way, he took me to a great restaurant. Mike Barber is the number one picker of restaurants in America. So there's that. If he needs a backup gig, he could be a food critic. He'd be a very good one at that. But just this notion that independent sports media is rapidly fading, and I think that's a discouraging trend. I hate to see Mike Barber and David Teal laid off from the Times-Dispatch, because I know what they meant to everybody on staff too. And y'all know I love Zach Joachim and Savannah Rieger and Jackson did like the younger crew there. But a lot of the success they had is because they had older sports writers there to mentor them, to help them along. So a big loss for the city. You know, it's a funny thing, because I went through the layoff too, right? Like, it feels like you're attending your own funeral, right? If you just tuned into that saying, you'd be like, wow, Mike Barber and David Teal are dead. They're not dead. They're actually quite alive. I've talked to both of them in the last 24 hours. But it feels that way, and I think we're not just mourning Mike Barber and David Teal not working there, but the loss of an institution as well, and a way of getting our news and getting our perspective that is rapidly fading. So I wanted to make sure to say that before the week ended. Those two know, I think, the world of them, and hopefully they'll land on their feet very soon. Look forward to seeing where they end up at their next stops. On this program, which is what I do now that I got laid off from the newspaper, we do football picks every week. Oh, so here's the deal. I'm not any good at this year. That's okay, because I've been told this is mostly random and nobody can actually make a living betting on football, which is good. The bad part is I'm kind of the professional around here, so it's time to step it up. So Hazel, maybe we could get a little football music and fire this thing up on a Football Picks Friday. All right, we'll get to Tech Miami in a second. I want to start in the NFL, though, because we got some juicy matchups this week. I want to start in the early window with the Vikings at the Packers. The Minnesota Vikings are 3-0 behind Sam Darnold. Can they sustain that? Almost certainly not. Can they beat the Packers this weekend? I think they could. I like the Vikings getting points in this. I think if Jordan Love plays, it's premature. I think if Jordan Love doesn't play, Kevin O'Connell might be able to have the answer on Malik Willis. It's like a pitcher in baseball. You want to face him that third time through as a batter. This is week three of Malik Willis, or week one of injured Jordan Love coming back. Either way, the Vikings at 4-0 in the NFC North, the year they jettisoned Kirk Cousins, what world are we living in? I'm not down on the Packers long term, but I think this is a fascinating matchup. I like the Vikings in this one. Denver and the Jets, Nathaniel Hackett revenge game as he welcomes in the Denver Broncos. Of course, no Russell Wilson for the Broncos. He's moved on and is sitting on the bench in Pittsburgh now. I think this is the year for the Jets. They make the statement in this game. Last year, Rodgers was hurt, didn't really have the chance to do that. Aaron Rodgers, here's what you need to know, is a petty, petty man. I believe if he gets the chance, he will run up the score on the Denver Broncos. I like the Jets even giving 7.5. Prime game here. You heard me say it with Parney. We're not playing Chiefs Chargers. Too much uncertainty around Justin Herbert. I think Herbert can hang with the Chiefs. I think if he's not in, though, you have to like the Chiefs in a get right game in this one. But you can't play this game without the knowledge of whether or not Justin Herbert will play. Sunday night football. Parney and I split on this game. He likes Baltimore as a home favorite, giving 2.5 to Buffalo. I think this is going to be a great football game. Baltimore is absolutely better than advertised right now. You saw him run it down the Cowboys' throat. They're not going to be able to do that against Buffalo. The Bills are playing really good football right now. Stephon Diggs is not missed at all in Buffalo. I do like the Bills getting points in Baltimore. And we've got right here on the Fan, 4:05 p.m., the Washington Commanders at the Arizona Cardinals. Look, I picked against them last week. I was wrong. I called it an unwinnable game last week. I was wrong. I said the defense is hot garbage. I was right about that one. I got one thing right. The defense is hot garbage. I am a big fan of Marvin Harrison Jr. You know that going all the way back to the draft. I think this is an opportunity for a breakout game for him. Kyler Murray seems to be playing well right now. Timing is everything when you play the Arizona Cardinals. You get them when Kyler's hurt or fading. You can beat them easily. I don't think that's this team. It's a good opportunity for them for a home win to stay in that mix in the NFC West. I don't think Jaden Daniels' hot start is a fluke. I think the kid is the real deal. I don't think there's an easy way to stop him. I think that probably you'll see the effects, though, of not having Austin Ekeler. You'll see the effects of the Cardinals being able to score a lot. You can't not punt in every game you play, and once they do, I fear the Cardinals will be ready to strike. I like the Cardinals giving 3.5. I want to be very clear, though. That is in no way a commentary on Jaden Daniels, who is the absolute truth right now. He is the rookie of the year. It is not close. I think he will continue his hot streak on Sunday, put up some numbers, put up some points. To college football, I said I'd pick Georgia, Alabama. These are the rules. I have to do it. Barney took Georgia. He said you take Georgia until further notice. I think this is going to be a fascinating game. I think this is as true 50-50 of a game as you get. I know a lot's being made. Georgia is a 1-point favorite. A 1 point doesn't do anything for me either way. Give me Alabama, but I don't feel confident about this one at all, which means it'll probably be the one I pick correctly this week. You know I love, it's a bad week of college football, bad slate across the board, but Georgia-Alabama makes up for it at 7:30. Also at 7:30, get your second TV ready. I'm excited for Illinois at Penn State. I've been telling everybody who will listen, Penn State looks legit this year. A lot like Miami, right? A team that we've falsely proclaimed them back for a long time. Miami with Cam Ward, Penn State this year. Two teams that are due to be back, I think might actually be back. This is the test right here. Undefeated Illinois team, but a team Penn State can handle easily, especially at home in Happy Valley. They're 18-point favorites. They need to handle their business. I don't think it'll be that easy. I like Illinois plus 18, but I do think Penn State handles their business. I think they are a legit contender in the Big Ten. I think they could beat Ohio State or Michigan this year. I think it could happen. This could be the year Penn State is actually back. And in our main event tonight, live from Miami Gardens, we're down here. It's Virginia Tech and Miami. Cam Ward, you've heard us talk about. For Virginia Tech, the keys to victory tonight, quick start. Have to get Bashal Tootin running quickly. You can't fall behind by 14 against these guys. If you do, it's ball game. Stick a fork in them. In this heat, in this humidity, they're not coming back in the second half. Miami's ready for this. Miami's trained for this. You're not going to catch them off guard like you did a Rutgers last week. A Rutgers situation where they hadn't played a full four quarters yet. You were able to jump on them at the end of the game. A Vandy situation where talent won over. Miami has the talent. Miami has the training. Miami played in the swamp and won to start the year. It's got to be a quick start for the Hokies. I would like to see a little more of the play calling I saw at the end of last year. Open up the playbook. Let Kyren Drones fling it around. You've got these great receivers. Whether or not Ali Jennings is part of that tonight, we'll see. But you've got a great core of receivers. It's time to use them. It's time to make some noise. I like Tech with the 17.5 points. I do not like them to beat Miami. I think Miami and Penn State are both back. Just rack that, repeat that, play that as a sounder. But we say it every year. I think this year may be the year Charlie Brown actually kicks the football. Just saying. Other game tonight, Rutgers take it on Washington in what is improbably a Big Ten matchup between Washington and Rutgers. So that's your football picks for the week. When we come back, we'll check in with our guy Awad. I know he's got Commander's keys to victory during this show. I know he's fired up for this Hokies game. As we've mentioned, everything the Hokies want is still in front of them. They're 0-0 in ACC play. This is a tone-setting game tonight. We're in Coral Gables. We're live from the U. It's Monday. It's a Monday show. that could be celebration, could be ecstasy. If the Hokies win and the Commanders win, we could keep this hot streak going, or it could be a Misery Monday long delayed. We'll find out soon enough. Game's on the Fan tonight. A reminder, if you're looking for the high school game of the week, it'll be on 1140 WRVA substitute game of the week. Last minute substitution due to the rain. It'll be Douglas Freeman at Deep Run. We're back. What is up, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Yeah, we've told you all week what's happening, and it's happening right now. We're live in Miami. Football tonight. Here's a wacky for you. High school football tomorrow on The Fan, so high school football Saturday. College football tonight on The Fan. Virginia Tech against Miami. I'm down in Coral Gables. I'll tell you how I got here. As the show goes on, we'll get you set. We have one last set of tickets to see Metallica at Lane Stadium. Enter Sandman at the home of the Hokies. We will give those away at 11:25 this morning. I'll tip my hand right now. I'm committing to it. Hazel knows it's hard for me to commit to things because we say times and then we never do them. This is happening. Metallica tickets. 11:25, the final pair. Awad gave them away on his program this week. We had some as well. We love the giveaways here. Love being on site. You know, when we envisioned this, rewind back to before the season, right? Plan out what are the fun things we're going to do? How are we going to, you know, treat everybody to some fun programming throughout the year? We envisioned certain things. About this Miami trip. One, you know, picture Miami in your head, right? It's sunny, the waters are turquoisey blue, you know, everybody's having a great time, we're maybe having a beverage or two, we're on South Beach, those things, right? So that's something we envisioned for this trip. Number two thing we envisioned for this trip was that the Virginia Tech Hokies would be, hey look, we were realistic, 3-1, you know, probably gonna stumble one of these non-conference games, but maybe, just maybe, they'd be 4-0, and we'd have ourselves a juicy early season college football game. Unfortunately, I am here to tell you that none of those things happened. Tech is 2-2, and this game is really now about far more than can they establish themselves as the class of the ACC, and much more about, like, hey, What's the floor going to be for this team? I think is what we're establishing tonight. They're 18-point underdogs. Miami's looked fantastic. Very excited to see Cam Ward. And for Tech, it's far more about can they get the basics right? A quick start, a solid rushing attack, no special teams gaffes. The things that you would hope would disappear in year two. You know, whereas you're essentially running back all these guys, not year two for Brent Pry, but, you know, the second year of this roster, a lot of cohesion, a lot of mistakes being made that I don't think really match up with the level of cohesion they have. Of course, tonight's a great night to turn it around. 0-0 in ACC play. There's nothing that keeps them from the ACC title game at this point. Zero losses on that ledger. So the other thing that happened on the way to the Live from Miami show was that a hurricane happened, an actual hurricane, not the Hurricanes. And so yesterday when we landed, the plane was doing the thing where, like, wobbles back and forth as you're landing, which is not mega comforting as somebody who's already boarded a Spirit Airlines flight that cost $29. The thing where you're kind of rocking back and forth as you land was not my favorite thing. About 40-mile-an-hour winds. It was raining all day. So, no, there was no pina colada yesterday on the beach. That's all right, though. Today, it is stupidly humid. We're out here right now. It's probably 80, 85 degrees. It's not raining. It's a little bit windy, but on the whole, things have stabilized. So, no sun. But no rain either right now. So we're bringing the show to you from Miami. We're taking your calls throughout the show, 833-804-0910. We're giving away Metallica tickets. We've also got to get you ready for Commanders Cardinals. Big game coming up on Sunday. You'll hear that on the Fan, 4 o'clock. Commanders in Arizona against the Cardinals. It's a Cliff Kingsbury revenge game, if you're keeping score. Let's see if the secondary can cover somebody game, and a let's see if Jaden Daniels can keep this hot streak rolling game. We'll dive in to all that at 10:30. Gary Hess joins the program in about 7 or 8 minutes. He is the voice of high school football, has been for 31 years here in Richmond, Virginia. He'll preview everything going on, some wacky scheduling, because my understanding is it's going to rain there tonight. I don't know how weather works. I don't know if that's the rain we got yesterday or different rain. You would need to consult a meteorologist for that, and Matt DiNardo is not on today's program, so we'll have to leave some questions unanswered. Jalen Jones, he's a safety on the Virginia Tech football team. We chatted with him, that conversation, at 11:15, right before we give away Metallica tickets. And, of course, it's a Friday, so we'll have Parney time. Just to warn you in advance before we get to Parney time, he was 3-0 last week. That may come up during our Parney time happy hour. 3-0, picking the football games. We'll tee him up. Woo! 3-0, we'll tee him up with a fresh slate of games. And, of course, we'll crosstalk with AWOD. On Fridays, he rolls down at River City Roll. I texted you last night, Hazel. I said, on Fridays, we row. That was when I thought we would be, getting fished out from a canoe here because it was raining. But the rain has stopped. It's now merely aggressively humid. So we're going to choose to take the positives where we can get them.
That's what you get for going to Miami without me.
That's less. Karma doesn't lie. Ball don't lie. weather don't lie down here in Miami. I'm trying to spin it into a positive. Like, hey, if it does rain tonight, maybe Bashal Tootin gets rolling. Maybe Cam Ward can't throw in the rain. Maybe Tech wins. Trying for the positives. All right. So here's what happened last night in Miami. Went out to dinner with some folks, and about 9:30, they said they were going to South Beach. I'm an old man now. I sat out South Beach. It was funny when we did AWOD's Football Fest. I was chatting with Danny Ruye, Grant and Danny, of course, 3 to 6 every day here on the Fan. And Danny was down from DC, and I was having some beverages at River City Roll. Danny wasn't. I said, yeah, how do you, because when I go out hard, sometimes the voice doesn't do its thing the next morning on the radio. I said, how do you avoid that? And Danny said, yeah, I don't go out anymore. I said, well, all right, that's a little depressing. But, yeah. But I didn't do South Beach. I went back. I went to the hotel bar, figured I'd grab a drink. I'll watch this Cowboys game for a little while. We'll talk about the Cowboys game. We talk about the Cowboys when they lose, so I have to talk about the Cowboys when they win. These are the rules. Was watching the Cowboys game at the hotel bar. There are 3 people at the hotel bar here in Coral Gables. By the way, they're doing aggressive leaf blowing for a place that is going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds later today out here. I'm outside right now. It's an aggressive amount of leaf blowing for a place that's going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds. That's my commentary on the landscaping crew here.
They're circling you.
They're circling. They want to be on the program.
closer and closer. Maybe they want it just really clean for you. Respect.
It is immaculately, spotlessly clean until the wind blows and all these leaves come back down. So I'm at the hotel bar, and there's 3 people there. We get the Cowboys game on, which is a bit of an effort. And then, 30 people all come into the hotel bar at the same time. I guess there's a convention dinner there, and it has ended. And so they're all coming in for drinks at the bar after. It is, what are you guys doing? And they said, we're water engineers. We're having a water tasting event. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a lot of follow-up questions, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure I know the answers to all of those questions. But it is a group of engineers that protects the water quality in Greater Miami. And they were tasting water from the different localities and methods they used to clean the water last night. So if you're wondering if there was a way to have an even better time than going out with the Virginia Tech crew, there's no party like a water tasting party here in Miami. It's
woo.
It's lit. It's lit, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Go try some water.
Woo! Let's go. It's lit. We're lit. It's Friday. It's live from Miami. I will get you ready for Virginia Tech against Miami. Maybe talk ourselves into a Tech win. Maybe talk ourselves into a few facial tootin', rootin', scootin', tootin' touchdowns tonight on The Fan. But first,
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We got to get to Gary Hess. We'll do that after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. We are, in fact, live from Miami, but we've got very important questions that need to be answered, and I can think of nobody better to answer them than our guy, Gary Hess, who joins us on Friday mornings. Gary, what's up?
Very important questions.
All right.
I am the answer man. I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Question number one, this is actually my only question. What's going on with high school football game of the week?
We have, so I told a couple coaches yesterday, we did the football version, the radio version of the scramble drill yesterday. So I made stops at St. Chris and Benedictine to, we were planning on previewing that game at halftime tonight. And so I talked to the two coaches, and as I'm driving to Powhatan, I get a call from Coach Henderson that they now can't play tonight because of the city of Richmond canceling all after-school activities for today. So it's like, okay, we can't do the game on Saturday. What are we going to do now? So scramble, scramble, scramble. I know the AD at Deep Run, so I got a hold of him. And so Freeman at Deep Run is now our new Universal High School Game of the Week tonight.
Do, 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 do.
So there you have it. So,
all right. So the Huguenot-Powhatan game will be played, but it'll just be played Saturday at noon.
At noon. Noon tomorrow, yes.
All right. You'll be out of Freeman Deep Run. I know Deep Run had a nice home win, breaking a little streak for them at the start of the year. You want to give us the rundown on these two teams?
So Deep Run is, you know, it's Coach Mullenix has come in, and he's a very capable coach. He's actually very good. But he's kind of basically had to start from scratch after this huge senior class left, and Coach Hornick left too. And so he comes in, he's been building, and he's got the Wildcats off to a 2-2 start, two good wins. Freeman's probably going to be, you know, the toughest team they've played yet. And Freeman is 3-1, only lost to Highland Springs, no shame in that. So I think Freeman is clearly favored, but deep run since Coach Mullinex got there. Deep run's in its best position to compete against teams like Freeman than it's been, but Freeman is the clear favorite. Either way, I'm only about 5 miles from home.
Hey, that's what we call a winning scenario. Right after a week where you were at Glen Allen and got the very easy commute home.
Yeah, that's backyard territory there. So
and a nice win for the Jaguars. What did you see from them? Are they a legit contender?
They are a legit contender, and here's the reason. They have an identity, and they have so much experience. I didn't really realize it until I dug into my play-by-play chart. I'm like, oh, I remember that guy. Oh, I remember that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. They've got like 16 returning starters, and you know that includes your standout running back, the quarterback, three-fourths of their D-line, three-fourths of their secondary, two linebackers. And they played with attitude, and it was impressive to see. They got a taste of it last year, going 8-2, lost to Oscar Smith in the first round of the playoffs. They are motivated to go farther than that this year. Now, are they state championship caliber? I don't think so, but who knows? But yes, they are very, very good, and beating Thomas Dale 28-3 is impressive.
Oh, no doubt, because that's a good team on the other side. We know that. Any rumor to the? Ain't true to the rumor that you bagged Powhatan or created this hurricane just because you wanted to keep your streak alive of not having to drive out to Powhatan?
Actually, I have driven out to Powhatan twice this week.
Hey, there you go.
So, no, I was excited to – Powhatan's a very unique atmosphere, and I've been very excited to experience that. I'm actually disappointed. I'm excited for any game we do, Friday Night Lights or Friday Night Lights. But I was excited about seeing Huguenot, seeing this Powhatan team, and experiencing a game at Powhatan. And so we're going to be waiting on all three of those things.
They'll get better atmosphere and hopefully a better gate there for their game, though. You want to break that one down for us, though, because I don't think people understand how good Huguenot got how quickly. And obviously, we know Powhatan's a good football team.
Powhatan is very good, and basically a lot of the key elements from last year's team are in place with the exception of the quarterback. They're breaking in a new quarterback. He's not the thrower last year's quarterback was, and so they have star receivers, including Matt Henderson, who's committed to Penn State. It is getting those guys the ball is kind of the work in progress, but they are very good. They just had, you know, a couple of turnovers, fell behind, and couldn't dig all the way out against Manchester, who's a good team as well. Huguenot, since Coach Scott's gotten there, has elevated, and they are very, very good. And they have two quarterbacks. They brought in Linwood Johnson from Verina, who transferred in, and then the coach's son, Charles Scott, is a freshman, and both of these guys play, and they're both pretty darn good. And they have running backs, receivers, and they have been lighting up the scoreboard. And eager to see this team play, since it's not going to be this weekend at some point before the season is up.
I think of plenty more opportunities, plenty more big games. We'll have having Gary Hess with us on Fridays, breaking down all the high school football, and got an emergency game tonight, Freeman Deep Run. So be excited to hear that. We're down in Miami. And what do you make of the Hokies at 2-2, Gary? Because that's not where they wanted to be coming into this non-conference schedule.
Having watched the Hokies some, and I wish it wasn't that way, I'm just honestly not sure how good this team really is. And I'm puzzled by, and Coach Pry talked about it at his press conference this week, about the slow starts. And, of course, he danced around it. There's no one thing. It's this. It's that. But, you know, this team just can't seem to get out of the gates. And I'll tell you one thing right now. This is a game tonight that they can't fall behind 14-0, or it's going to be Katie bar the door.
It's the slow starts have been confounding because this is, you talk about the high school teams that are doing well that have the cohesion. They have people coming back. You have the returning starters. And opposite at Highland Springs, right? They lost so many people in that turnover, and you see them working through that early in there. The Hokies were supposed to be in that first club. They had everybody back, and I think that's made this even more head-scratching.
It really, really does, and I think back to the first game. Now, you can chalk some of that up to the first game, the Vanderbilt game, but it's like you watch the second half of that game, and you're like, where was this team in the first half? And then, of course, the defense allows Vandy to go down and force overtime and then win in overtime. I was concerned with the physicality Rutgers brought to the table. I've been concerned about that much up from the jump. And I think the physicality of Rutgers and their ability to make plays was the difference in that game. I don't know. I think, you know, the coaching staff has some work to do to get this team tuned up where it needs to be. But they got their hands full tonight in Coral Gables against the team that looks poised to, knock on wood, potentially live up to its potential and look every bit like the best team in the ACC.
Yeah, you got to knock on that wood because, boy, they...
Oh, I did.
We've said that before. Boy, I feel like that's a thing we've said
But,
before.
You know, this is the first time they've had Cam Ward. And Cam Ward, as long as he's healthy, is a difference maker.
That is the difference right here. And Cam Ward's been just so good this year. And, it's Miami, so you're always holding your breath to the very end. But it sure feels like there are two good teams in the ACC this year, in Miami and Clemson. And that'd be good because... You hate the years where it's, oh, let's have Pitt and Wake Forest in the ACC title game, and everybody's making fun of it. Nothing against those schools, but, you know, it's good to have actual dominant teams in the ACC. Makes life more fun.
Indeed it does, and I think Clemson is going to be fine. I think Clemson looked really bad against Georgia. They're not going to be the only team that looks bad against Georgia. But I think Clemson, I think the odds are pretty, considering the way Florida State's stumbled and how bad North Carolina looks and how bad NC State's ended up being, it's looking to me like Miami-Clemson on a collision course from the ACC Championship game.
You and I both. Now, did you covered games at the actual Orange Bowl, right?
I have, yes.
Yeah, we're at the Hard Rock Stadium tonight. Little different. Really far away from Coral Gables. I know that's a thing. Like the Miami students never come to the games. Then you get down here and you sit in the traffic and you're like, I kind of get it.
Yeah, it's. I've only covered one game at the Orange Bowl. Several more at the. I don't know what it's called now. What's the stadium called?
The Hard Rock, formerly Joe Robbie, formerly pro player, formerly Land Shark. I think it was it Don Shula for Joe Robbie? I don't know.
Me being old, I still want to call it Joe Robbie Stadium.
Yeah, you know, so. Then you should. I still say FedEx Field 100 times a week on this show.
Right. I go RFK. No, wait, that's not RFK.
But maybe again someday. Maybe someday soon.
But and you know, Miami, my favorite Miami memory was at the current stadium in 96, where UVA played in the, I think it was still called the Blockbuster Bowl then.
Wow.
And
the Blockbuster Bowl.
Or whatever it was called. I don't remember. But
I want it to be the Blockbuster Bowl, so we're sticking with it.
Yes, okay, Blockbuster Bowl. And then Tech played in the Orange Bowl, like 5 days apart. And so, like, I was down there because, as you well know from your experience, the covering a bowl game is about being there covering the team during the week. And so I was there for like 10 days. It was awesome.
Yeah. Hazel, of course, wants us to know there's only one Blockbuster left in America.
Oh, really? There is still a Blockbuster left?
One Blockbuster, Bend, Oregon.
There you go. The Oregonite has to step in there.
Do they
not have the internet? What's going on there in Bend, Oregon?
It's something special. You know, when I visit home, I fly in through that airport, and there will be people in the airport with Blockbuster shirts because, like, they've just gone to the last Blockbuster. They sell a ton of merch, Blockbuster merch.
How about that?
Yeah.
Blockbuster is in the Pizza Hut club of when they close one, you know forever what it used to be.
Very true.
That distinctive.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Or like, I'll tell you another one is 7-Eleven. You'll see like a little something or a little gift shop, or down in the Outer Banks, there's a Life is Good store. And I was like, you can tell this used to be a 7-Eleven.
I love it. Gary, have a great call tonight. Freeman Deep Run, high school game of the week.
7 o'clock on our sister station, News Radio WRVA.
The 50,000-watt flamethrower, I believe I was once told.
Indeed.
Throw those flames. We're down in Miami. It's rainy. It's cloudy. But we're getting ready for Tech Miami. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Friday morning. We're live from Miami. MP on the mic. And it's Friday. It's 11 o'clock. We bring in our guy for a victory lap party time. Parney, what's up, dude?
Are you in Miami?
I'm in Miami. It's Tech against the Canes tonight. Let's go.
I hope we're picking that game today, are we?
If you want Tech, I'm going to give you 17.5 points. Look, I like Cam Ward a lot, Miami's quarterback. I know Miami always slips on the banana peel, but it sure feels like this may be the year they actually make it to the ACC title game.
Well, by the way, are you okay? Did that hurricane hurt you down there in Miami? Is everything cool?
It has really cut into my beach time. Yesterday it rained all day. It was dark and cloudy, so I stayed in the hotel room. But today there are signs of sun, Parney. I think it could be a good pregame today in down here in South Florida.
Well, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, MP. I just wanted to make sure you understand that.
Cheers to that. Cheers to Parney's picks last week. You had the Packers free money over the Titans. I liked that one as my game of the week as well. You had the Ravens over the Cowboys. I disagreed with you on that. You were quite correct. And you had the Chiefs over the Falcons. That's a 3-0 week, Parney.
Well, I don't want to talk about it, because remember in Bull Durham, you never talk about a hot streak, right? So I don't want to talk about it, but I have been on a little bit of a heater, so let's hope we can keep it going this week.
I love it. I love it. Before we get to the picks, what do you guys have cooking this week?
Well, it's been a lot going on. Obviously, the season ended. I was down in Montgomery, and we had the playoffs. The Montgomery Biscuits lost in the championship round to the Birmingham Barons. Check the squirrelsbaseball.com. Movie nights still happening, coming up. We have Squirreloween coming up in October and the ballpark warming party in November. My buddy Jackson Harefield is getting the Squirrel's Nest store ready for Christmas. So make sure that when you send in Santa's wish list, it has some squirrel swag on it, MP.
I love it. Birmingham Barons, that's Michael Jordan's team.
Yeah, but that was only 31 years ago. But yeah, that's who he hit 203 for with two homers and 23 RBIs. But yeah, that's who he played for. There are a bunch of good guys down there too. A great organization, and you know, looking they I don't think they've won in a long time. So happy for them.
No doubt, always fun to watch some postseason baseball. I got some good postseason baseball starting next week as well. In the big league, should be a ton of fun. All right, we'll start with college then, because it is Tech Miami tonight. It'll be right here on the Fan, 7:30. Tech 2-2. I think we'd all hoped for 4-0 going into this one. That's not the case. They come in reeling, haven't been able to get it going in the first half. Because of that, they're 17.5 point dogs at Miami. I like the Canes, Parney, but I like Tech with the points. I think they're better than they've shown so far.
Yeah, I'm loving Brent Pry getting 17.5 on the road. You're exactly right. Miami's prone to slip on the banana peel. I'm not saying they're going to, but I'm taking those 17.5 points and running right to the window. I think they're going to be able to cover. I don't know if they're going to win or not, but I think 17.5 is a nice, tidy number, and I'm taking them.
I agree. Big college football game tomorrow, Georgia and Alabama. Georgia is a one-point favorite. They are the first favorite at Alabama in decades, Parney. But only 1 point, should be a fun SEC game.
Yeah, I haven't looked at this game at all because I guess I was busier than I thought. The MS dinner last night, by the way, we raised money for multiple sclerosis. It was awesome. Thanks to everybody for coming out, honoring Brian Anderson and his wife. So I haven't studied this, is my whole point. But
you can pass. You're allowed to pass in Parney time picks.
I'm going to take Georgia just because I feel like Georgia's got to lose in order for me not to take them, right? So no science behind it, no stats behind it, no analysis behind it. I'm going to take Georgia in big games until Georgia loses a big game.
And sometimes you just got to pick with your gut here, Parn, and that's where we're going here. NFL slate this week. I know you know the NFL team, so we're ready here. Big game of the week is the afternoon game. This is a weird one. It's the Chiefs at the Chargers. Chiefs are 7-point favorites. We don't know if Justin Herbert's going to play or not for the Chargers. So I'm okay with giving a pass here on this one because I feel like we're missing a key piece of information.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole different ballgame, right? I love the Chiefs -7 if Herbert doesn't play. If he does play, I think they'll keep it close. Harbaugh's been playing some pretty close games. I think they lost to the Steelers by 10. Pretty boring football, actually, so far. But Herbert's obviously the key. But I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one, even with the 7. I don't feel great about it, but kind of the same situation as Georgia. I'm going to keep taking the Chiefs until they prove me otherwise.
Yeah, obviously Herbert injury is a big factor there. The Sunday night game, you won with Baltimore last week. They ran it right down Dallas's throat. Very impressive performance there. Got in the win column. They host Buffalo. Tell me if you're surprised like I. I'll tip my hand first here. The Ravens hosting the Bills. Bills are undefeated. Baltimore giving 2.5 points. They are the Ravens are the favorites here at home against Buffalo. I think I like Buffalo in points on the Parney logic of you pick ride it till the horse bucks you.
Hey, look. Buffalo's got it going. Josh Allen's contending, in my opinion, for MVP. Tamar Hanlon got his first pick. Awesome to see him do well. They're rolling. But I'm taking the Ravens at home minus 2.5. Ooh. I think the Ravens are much better than their record, and I feel pretty strongly that the Ravens are going to win this game. Lamar Jackson's going to put an exclamation point on his season. Don't sleep on Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is going to end up having a huge year for the Ravens. I think the Ravens really start running a hot one here. I think they beat the Bills at home minus 2.5.
There you have it. All right, so that's the first game we disagree on. Always good to get some healthy disagreement in party time. And it's been a very good sign this year when you disagree with me. So perhaps you should look into doing that more often, because for a radio expert, I'm sure a lot better at finding places to drink in Miami than I am at picking football games right now.
Well, you're not short on that. And before we have to go here, I want to tell you, your listeners, you and I had a very good time, in my opinion, taping inning number 10 of Party Time Podcast this week.
We do. We do have to mention that Jerome Bettis, the bus, was the guest. Here's what impressed me, Parney. He got the Party Time concept very quickly. You know, like, it's not an interview format show. It's a little more freewheeling than that. He jumped right into it. I was impressed.
Boy, by busting my chops, you mean? Yeah, he came right out of the gate.
He did come at you pretty good.
But we had a great time. You asked some really great questions. I really look forward to that dropping with our friends at Octagon. Party Time inning number 10. Really proud of the guests that we've had. Obviously, you and Cheats, Joe T, and Dennis Bickmeyer did a great job all season long as the Party Pub Club. Make sure on Tuesday night at midnight, so Wednesday morning, inning number 10 of Party Time Podcast drops with the bus. And I'm still laughing my rear end off at his answer to your question about what he learned from his time in minor league baseball. It's probably going to get me in trouble with the commissioner's office, but it was one of the classic answers of all time.
Easy. I learned that they're all alcoholics. The commissioner's office needs to lean into the Parney effect in minor league baseball. We'll pass the hat for the fine money. Although I can't, because I got a parking ticket this week. So you know, next week when I don't get a parking ticket, I'm in for some Parney time fine money. We'll contribute.
Hey, if you got a parking ticket, you got to report the parking ticket in the Richmonder. That's Richmonder news right there.
I did a full 10 minutes on the parking ticket, Parney, and I don't want to bore the listeners who have to listen to this again, but I went to the little machine. You type in your license plate, you know, or I was on the app, and you type
Yeah.
I missed by one letter. I typed an R instead of a T. Yeah, paid and everything. Boom, they got me.
Wow. That's only one letter and only two letters away from the one letter.
It's very well put. The Richmonder can report on my day in court when Johnny Cochran and I come in and demand justice. If the ticket don't fit, you must acquit.
Hey, one other thing. I know we're running out of time, but I every year I have a football team in college that I end up betting against every week. And the congratulations to the Temple University Owls. They are going to be that team this year. It was UMass a couple years ago. I forget who it was last year, but every single week when Temple plays, I'm going Oppo.
It's the Parney fade of the year. It's Temple mm-hmm. University. I love it. We'll mark that down in the Parney time log as well. Parney, great chatting with you. We got to get back to important business here in Miami. We'll catch you next week.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Go nuts. And it's always Parney time with MP on the mic.
Always Parney time. It's Parney time o'clock somewhere. And that time was right here, right now. We're back. We got Metallica tickets. Metallica at Lane Stadium. We're going to give them away. We'll chat with Virginia Tech safety. We'll chat with Virginia Tech safety Jalen Jones right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Are we worldwide on the free Odyssey app? Yes, we are. Are we live from Miami? Yes, we are. Are we now about 7.5 hours away from Virginia Tech Miami kickoff on the Fan? You better believe it. But none of that is the most important thing right now. What matters right now is that it's time for a little crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road.
Our guy, AWOD, is over at River City Roll on Fridays. He rolls. Adam, big sports weekend coming. Welcome aboard.
Absolutely, man. Can't wait for it.
Tell me, you know, I think there's a lot of great national action. You got Alabama, Georgia. You've got in the NFL, I think Bills Ravens is going to be really good. Of the two local games I've been talking about all day, Commanders, Cardinals, and Hokies against Miami. I feel like there's more. I would have said a month ago there's more juice around Tech Miami just because of what it means in the ACC. I think the juice has moved to the Commander side this week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this team is playing with house money right now. I said on my show yesterday, I'm going to be happy win or lose on Monday still with what Jaden Daniels did in that Monday night football game against the Bengals. It feels like every team in the NFL goes through this where it's completely unfair. The Commanders have to play the Cardinals on a short week here. But they already won the first leg of this road trip here, so I think that's a big advantage for them, right? Coming off of a loss, then you have this short week game, you could see yourself getting blown out. I think coming off the positivity of the win, I feel pretty good about the offense, and we'll see what happens on the defensive side.
That's a great point, because I said at the start of the year, I hated playing a winnable game, which this very much is a winnable game. Hated playing a winnable game on the short week with the travel. I love what you just said. There's momentum to be had as well in coming off a win and going into the short week as well. I know you'll give out keys to victory on your show, Adam. Let me flip the script a little bit. If you were the Arizona Cardinals, how would you stop Jaden Daniels right now?
Well, I'm blitzing him. I know that he had the, you know, zero pressure or the, you know, the blitz against the Bengals there, the game on the line on Monday Night Football. But if you rewind the possession before, they all out blitzed and he faded away and threw it out of bounds to Jaden Daniels, right? That's the way you beat rookie quarterbacks, is you keep pressuring them. Look at the way Todd Bowles did it over and over and over again. Todd Bowles didn't care that Jaden Daniels had 88 yards on the ground. He looked at his completion percentage and he said, yeah, that's what happens when you blitz. And we had 5 sacks as well, I believe, right? So you talk about how the Cardinals would slow down Jaden Daniels. It's continuing to blitz and put pressure on him and making him make decisions.
Yeah, I mean, just I keep coming back to that throw to Terry against the zero blitz. Put it in the exact right spot, and credit to Terry for going and getting it, too. He said he would. He called for it in the huddle, and he went and got it. I mean, I think that's a play that's going to stick with all of us for a really long time. As you know, I've devoted ridiculous amounts of my program to that this week. I think you've done the same. That's a play. It doesn't matter how good the plays are this Sunday. That play happening on national TV, on Monday Night Football to win the game. That's what America thinks of Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin right now.
I know, and it's crazy because that was, as Cliff Kingsbury said, everyone said, right, that was players, not plays. And when you really go look back at it, right, Luke McCaffrey didn't know what the heck he was doing. Zach Ertz was just blocking. Jeremy McNichols picked up a block. I have no idea what route Noah Brown ran on the other side. It was Jaden throwing it to Terry, And if the corner covered Terry better, that play doesn't happen. And so, look, it was a great play. It's what everyone's talking about on national television. But there's certainly things that they can clean up, right? They barely even got the snap off in time. And that was after a timeout, too, right? The communication needs to get better, and it will improve between Cliff and Jaden Daniels. But it was a great performance. They put up 38 points. It was nearly perfect. But at the same time, the little details were far from perfect.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And I think it's going to be a really fun game out there tomorrow. And you know Kingsbury, well, he'll never say it, but he got a little chip on his shoulder, wants to stick it to the Cardinals. I like that, given his creativity. By the way, you asked the other day, he said yesterday, still owns the house in Arizona.
Yeah, no, I heard that too. Sam Fortier has a really good article that I'm going to get into on the show today about how he left Thailand for Dubai before coming back to America and taking over there at USC to help out Caleb Williams, finds himself with Washington after he did say yes to Oakland, right, or Vegas with the Raiders. I think that's very interesting and important to remember when we talk about Cliff here, right? Cliff Kingsbury said yes to the Vegas Raiders. Dan Quinn changed his mind here with what they were building and giving him an extra year on his contract. I still think Cliff Kingsbury has a ton of success. He wants to become a head coach once again in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're looking 2-3 years down the road, and so many things can happen between now and then. And you know I'm still waiting for him to prove it over the course of a season. But there's a hypothetical to be had down the road, right? It's what I'll call the Sean McVay hypothetical. Everybody in the building knew he was a star, but you had a coach in place. And I'm just saying we may be crossing that bridge at some point with Cliff Kingsbury. I hope that several years and many successes away. But I think certainly he's turned a lot of heads so far this season.
Yeah, but I also think the reason he's having success right now is because he doesn't have to deal with all of that, trying to be the quarterback coach, the offense coordinator, work with the young quarterback, also be the head coach. You know, there's less on his plate, and he's able to have success with it, Michael.
I certainly won't disagree with that. 3 hours AWOD Radio, live and local from River City Roll. What you got cooking?
Oh, we got a big show today. Of course, every Friday we give out our certified NFL Game of the Week. Michael, you gave a really good shout-out last segment to David Teal and Mike Barber, and I want to just jump on that for a second here. Shane Beamer's post gave me goosebumps, man. And if anybody didn't see it, go look it up on social media. It speaks to the importance of good journalism, good sports journalism here in this state, in this community here. And, you know, Shane Beamer said, I literally kept a subscription to read things you wrote. You're a brilliant writer who I've learned a lot from. This is the head coach of South Carolina. And, of course, locally we know him as the son of Frank Beamer. But, Michael, how much does that speak volumes that a head coach in college football, a D1 program, is saying that about Little Richmond, Virginia?
Absolutely incredible, the respect he commanded. Richmond's been the center of a lot of great sports discussions over the years, and I know we're going to keep that tradition alive here at The Fan as best we can, and certainly both of us sending our best to David Teal and Mike Barber after their layoff at the newspaper, but they are talents, and I know they will not be free agents for long. Got to slip out of here. AWOD Radio up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.